Hello, hello. It is the Love Uplifted Lady back at you again. Again, as always, I love being here on the airways talking to you. I love that we're talking about bravery, all the things that I've been seeing. You know, so if right now you are just listening to this podcast for the first time, go back and listen to all the ones leading up to now, because we're talking about bravery, y'all. We're making a change in the mindset of it. We're changing fear. And today the topic is going to go a little bit less from doom and gloom. You know, we know what fear is. We've talked about fight or flight. We've talked about the hero's journey, you know, how to create that story within ourselves, how to see fear as being one of those things that you can really overcome, because I know that you can. I am living proof that fear is something that we don't have to live with out loud. You know, of course it has to be there in the subtle background, but it can be there only when it's time to build us up. So our topic for discussion, because I know you have your pen and your workbook out, is fear can be beneficial. Again, fear can be beneficial. And you know, this is the quote that I kind of wanted to start with. Fear can be a positive thing. Healthy fear can be helpful in the ways that you may not have even thought of. So I want you to think about it first. Here are some healthy things. You know, as you're writing these down, think about a time that these different fears might have really kind of tapped into the positive moment for you, because we're going to work on that later. So be listening in deeply for how each one of these things, or at least one of these things, resonates within your life, because you will be really, really excited to know that, you know, all fear wasn't just working against you, that it was working in your good sometimes. So number one is fear can protect you. You know, furthermore, fear can help keep us safe. You know, knowing that you are in a bad situation or that you need to make a change because of a sense of fear is a good thing. This is a powerful way to prevent illnesses, injuries, and even worse than that. So know that you can be protected, like we talked about. What are that fight or flight? Fear can exhilarate you. So fear can come in from new and intimidating experiences. Feeling fear and apprehension before trying something new is normal, but pushing through that fear and trying something new can be exhilarating, like bungee jumping. Might start out as really frightful, but ultimately it could be something that you truly enjoy. You know, I laugh at this as I saw bungee jumping, you know, writing this down, and I'm like, you know what? I just saw a friend jumping out of a plane. And I am fearfully afraid of heights like no other. And I'm watching her as they're videotaping her on the GoPro, and she's clearly saying no. She's done, abort mission. And he starts to slowly step her out. So if you remember, like before, you have that mentor. She had her mentor there that made her do the jump. Watching the difference between like that clip of her face in full fear mode and her as she's flying through the air, two completely different people, you know, and right there can show you the difference between making the plunge literally, and it can be exhilarating to you. Another thing is fear can teach you some lessons. Fear is a wonderful teacher. You know, we don't know what she looks like, but she's a wonderful teacher. And learning from your past mistakes is when you have ignored your fears, or perhaps didn't understand the consequences of your actions in that powerful thing. Likewise, realizing when you've missed an opportunity because of that fear, that it kept you from getting to that new place. That slipping back is what kept you from being able to move further. So fear is a powerful teacher indeed, and never forget that. There are so many things in my life that I could look at, and I do look at, as life lessons, like those many moments where life just either came together or it fell apart so perfectly that I saw the lesson in all of it. And I thank God for that. But you have to be looking for the teachable moment. You have to be in every situation. You know, ignoring the past is like ignoring the fear, and it keeps coming around to slap you in the face, and you're wondering why you're still standing here in the same situation for the 1400th time. And it's because you keep choosing to ignore the fear. Sometimes you need to walk away from the situation altogether and teach that fear a lesson, right? And our last one is fear helps you mature. So remember the hero's journey: fear, facing it, forcing it to submit to bravery and overcoming the fear is what really helps you mature. The wisdom that comes out of it on the other side is where the great value is. You know, just like it talked about in that hero's journey, that person, even though they return to life as regular, they will never forget how powerful they were. Like, there is nothing in the world that could tell Spider-Man that he's not Spider-Man, even when he's in the middle of the subway, right? He knows who he is, and at any time, he can bring that hero out. You know, I want you to be thinking about that. At any time, I want you to be able to bring that hero out in you. You know, whether you take a couple deep breaths as you're approaching a huge moment in your life, I want you to be thinking about becoming the hero in every single thing that you go up against. Because if you look at it with that bit of confidence, again, fake it till you make it, you show up more powerfully ready. And it's okay to stumble. It's okay to fall. It's okay to learn the lesson trying to do the hard thing, but to learn nothing and just stand behind fear, it teaches you nothing. And there is no great value in standing in the shadows of your own life. It was meant for you to live it. So know that beneficial fear is so truthful. There are principles that really can hold us down, and your sense of right and wrong really impacts what you do fear. So fear of losing your job, your health, or fear of the authority or breaking laws are beneficial fears. Being fearful of things that help make you make a good decision, like being employed and staying healthy and staying out of jail, all those things are great things to think about. It gives you kind of that balance of the things you should be fearful from. So, you know, right now, today, we are at a day where we have something else to write down. We have an exercise. This will be our exercise number 2. And we're writing down a time that fear pushed you in a positive way, like 100%. You didn't think you were going to get the job, and then you walked into the interview and you got it. You didn't think that you were going to be able to get that sale off at the counter, but you asked for it because you saw a rip in the shirt and you got the shirt for free. Like, whatever it is, there's so many small and large things that keep us in that zone of fear and that keep us from speaking up for ourselves. There are plenty of times that I'm walking in the store and I'm wondering, why didn't I say the thing? You know, why was I so afraid? And now it's very minimal. It's probably things that I shouldn't be saying now. I'm like, oh, keep that to yourself, Ange. But you know, it's because I don't live with the de-escalation of confidence that I can't say what I need to be said. And the same thing for you. I want you to know that fear shows up in so many different ways, but you show up differently when you let it win your life. So have an absolutely amazing day. Make sure you write this information down, drop it in my messenger. If we're not friends on Facebook, go find me. Go find me on Instagram. Follow the movement that is the Love Uplifted Lifestyle. I'm so excited to be able to bring more and more information to you to help see you and your bright and brave mindset. So as always, your Love Uplifted Lifestyle is out there. You just have to be willing to go find it. Bye.